Of all the factors that can affect a person's well-being, health literacy ranks high. According to the American Medical Association, it tops age, income, and race. Poor health literacy is widespread, but vulnerable groups include the elderly, as well as immigrants and minorities. This summer, the Literacy Network in Dane County is offering 12 weeks of classes called English for Health. Executive Director Jeff Burkhart says past students' progress indicates the program's having an effect.
One of our learners was able to make her own doctor's appointment and then ask a pharmacist about her cold medicine.
Burkhart says another former student revealed she avoided doctors because of communication anxiety.
She didn't feel like she could ask the right questions or really communicate well with the healthcare providers. And so she would save up every year and go back to her home country and get all of her medicines and see her doctor once a year.
English for Health classes began 3 years ago in a community center basement with only one instructor. Now Burkhart says nearly all the hospitals and clinics in the Dane County area are sponsors. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.